Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Monday the 13th of May, 2019. To get you started, prosecutors in Sweden have reopened a rape case against Julian Assange. That comes a month after the founder of WikiLeaks was forced out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he was living. The 47-year-old initially sought refuge inside the embassy in 2012 while facing extradition to Sweden during a sexual assault investigation based on allegations from 2 women there, something that he denies. Prosecutors' decision on Monday to reopen the case complicates efforts across the Atlantic, where the U.S. has requested Assange's extradition for publishing hundreds of thousands of classified documents leaked by former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning. Assange is currently serving a 50-week sentence inside a British prison for a bail violation, and Sweden has also renewed an extradition request for him. It's not currently clear whether the U.S. or Swedish claim will take priority. Felicity Huffman is back in court on Monday, where she'll plead guilty to charges of taking part in a mass college admission scandal. The actress agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud after authorities say that she paid $15,000 to have someone correct answers on her daughter's SAT exam to inflate the score. Huffman's prison term is estimated to be 4 to 10 months, and she must pay a $20,000 fine. Next up, Kellen Winslow II, a former star in the NFL, is headed to court Monday in a case surrounding a string of sexual crimes. Winslow has been accused of raping 2 women, exposing his genitals to a third, and masturbating next to a woman in a hot tub in February. His lawyers are considering pushing an argument that Winslow was not in the proper mental state to willfully commit such crimes, and questions about whether or not severe head trauma from his football playing days changed his mental state may also come up. The fate of Woodstock 50 is up in the air. A state Supreme Court hearing is set for Monday, marking the latest development between the 50th anniversary concert and the festival's former financial partner, Dentsu Aegis. Woodstock 50 is demanding that the company return nearly $17.8 million in misappropriated funds after Dentsu withdrew its support for Woodstock 50 in late April and canceled the festival. Woodstock 50 promoter Michael Lang said that Dentsu had no right to cancel, pledging to proceed with the festival set to take place in New York State from August 16th to 18th. And last up, there's a new development in the disappearance of a 4-year-old girl outside of Houston. After trained dogs detected the smell of a rotting corpse in a car belonging to Darian Vents, police arrested the 26-year-old, who they say lived with the girl Malia Davis's mother, Brittany Bowens. They say Malia has not been found, though, and they're currently declining to say whether they believe Vents killed her. He'll appear in court on Monday. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.